This is Marilyn, Marilyn, Shields, Shields, 8358, 2320. Today's 4/9/24. 65-year-old woman currently in hospice with end-stage CVA. Patient has lost weight since last visit in February. Her KPS is down 40%. She's lost at least 7 pounds. She's not eating very much. She has choking episodes. She has contracture of the upper extremity on the left side. She moves around very difficult with much difficulty, period. She was just moved to a different location because her other house was not deemed safe, period. She has a history of smoking, continues to smoke outside of the new house at this time, period. She's uses oxygen and has protein, calorie, malnutrition, severe COPD, recurrent TIAs. She also suffers from bipolar disorder, bowel and bladder incontinence, and ADL dependency, period. Patient has a provider services. Patient has shown definite decline from the last visit, period. Patient was recently hospitalized with exacerbation of COPD, respiratory failure, pneumonia related to her aspiration issues, period. Patient required intubation and resuscitation at that time, period. Patient's O2 set at this time is stable on room air, hovering around 95%. Heart rate is 100, period. Continues to have contractures of the left upper extremity, especially uses a walker. She's very thin. She's requesting a wheelchair because the cane is not able to provide her the support that she needs, period. She's also no longer able to get in and out of regular bed and requesting a hospital bed from hospice to be provided, period. She's having issues with sleeping and confusion, especially at night, per provider services, information provided by the provider services, period. Patient's medications was reviewed and recommendations made to medical director as far as what medications to be discontinued. Thank you.